Water trickles through a cascade of boulders on the West Fork of the White River in southern rural Washington County, adjacent to the unincorporated community of Brentwood. The river is still recovering from record spring floods of 2011, but this section looks pretty good thanks to a group of locals working with the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Nicole Hardiman is executive director.
This was a problem area for erosion on the West Fork. WCRC, Sandy Formica, and Matt Van Epps initiated a project to do stream bank restoration here at this site. And we partnered with them and the board of directors to place an easement at this restoration site. Basically, it's just a riparian easement.
The West Fork River is declared impaired by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, but measures like this will help bring it back up to a Class A stream.
Okay. The mission of the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust is to protect land for ecological, scenic, recreation, and agricultural purposes. We, as an organization, have closely aligned our organization with riparian protection and water quality protection, Beaver Watershed Alliance and Illinois River Watershed Partnership, to be a tool for these organizations to protect water quality. Land conservation is one of the most cost-effective methods of watershed protection, and in that you're protecting the riparian buffer zone, and it gives an opportunity for pollutants to filter out before that gets to water.
With more and more Americans increasingly concerned about maintaining forests, rivers, and farmland, many are deciding to place their property into a land trust.
There are two different types of land conservation tools that we primarily use. There traditionally has been what's called a conservation easement or a landowner agreement. And basically what that is a contract between the landowner and the land trust, which is tied to the deed of the land at the county records office. And that gets at the in perpetuity issue in that it's tied permanently to the deed. And when a piece of land is in an easement, ownership is still retained by the owner. The owner can still sell the land. The owner can still pass the land on to his heirs. But there is some restriction in the development. The second option for a landowner is that they can place their property within an irrevocable trust, which is an estate planning tool. And basically what that does is that the landowner still lives on their property, but the property is technically owned by the trust. And they can designate their own trustees within this estate planning tool. But eventually, after the owners pass away, the land can be donated to the land trust, and the land can be designated as to be used for conservation purposes, or again, whatever purpose the landowner wants. But we will hold the land in its current state for them.
What happens if the land trust organization falls apart and people drift away and it ends up going out of existence? What happens to all of those properties?
Within all of our contracts that we write with landowners, we actually have a dissolution clause where our properties will go to the Nature Conservancy. And that's because we have a board member, Tim Snell, who is an employee of the Nature Conservancy.
The landowner, working with an estate planning attorney, negotiates with land trust officials to come up with the necessary instruments. An appraisal is usually needed to value the property because many land trusts charge a stewardship fee, Hardiman said, based on a percentage of the appraisal.
But the purpose of the stewardship fee is to basically make sure that the land trust can monitor the property, so have the proper personnel available to do the monitoring. But the primary purpose is that to be a reserve fund for any violations that should occur by other owners down the line, and to cover fees that would be necessary to rectify the situation, whether those be legal fees or whatever it entails.
What do you do?
Well, we in the past have asked for whatever a landowner can donate, but we also thankfully have a contract, again, with Beaver Water District, one of our funders, that provides stewardship funding within the White River watershed. It's really great because it really expands the demographic of who's able to have access to these easements.
According to a National Land Trust census, acreage conserved by state, local, and national land trusts grew to 47 million, an increase of 10 million acres since 2005, and 23 million since 2000. We have more than 1,700 active land trust organizations across the United States. Four operate in Arkansas, and the largest is Ozark Regional Land Trust, established in 1984. It protects more than 25,000 acres.
Our geographic focus for the land trust is the four-county northwest Arkansas area, so Benton, Washington, Carroll, and Madison counties. I am hoping we can even kind of refine that further and concentrate to the Illinois River watershed and White River watershed boundaries. But with that said, we do hold a property in Marion County and are, of course, willing to work with landowners outside of our geographic focus area. There is another land trust out of St. Louis, Ozark Regional Land Trust, that we coordinate with, but not in a very formal way. So they include their sort of boundary area to be northwest Arkansas, but they have a very large geographic boundary in that they are concentrating on the entire Ozarks ecoregion.
Interest in land conservation is evidenced by the spike in number of active land trust volunteers, an increase of 70% since 2005, and funding has doubled, which is a good thing because 85% of trusts operate on less than $250,000 a year. Over the past 5 years, state and local land trusts doubled the amount of funding they've dedicated to monitoring, stewarding, and legal defense of their properties. They also nearly tripled their operating endowments. Northwest Arkansas Regional Land Trust spokesperson Nicole Hardiman.
We have a traditional fundraising model through nonprofit fundraising model through donation solicitations. We do have a couple of grants, one government grant and foundation grant, and Beaver Water District supports us a little bit. So we a diversity of fundraising sources.
But like any business, land trusts need operating capital to maintain assets.
Well, you need a local presence for monitoring purposes. I kind of feel like landowners are customers, and so there needs to be some element of customer service in that, you know, we are directly accessible to the landowner. We can come out and visit with them whenever it's needed. Land trusts have to monitor their easements to make sure that there are no violations, and I think it's advantageous to be local in that regard. And so I think that even though we have overlapping boundaries, there are definite ways that we can work together. And if you look nationally, there are land trusts that are covering one county or one watershed. And so even having four counties is large for some land trusts.
Northwest Arkansas Land Trust also works to preserve historic sites, like a 200-year-old 92-acre homestead near Montanay in Rogers.
My name is Jerry Tavigi. The original parcel was about 300 acres and used for livestock and farming by my great-grandparents and later by my grandparents.
Jerry Tavigi, a resident of Montana, often traveled to the Ozarks to visit his family. But over the years, heirs to the property sold off much of the farm's acreage, although the original homestead remains intact. At first, Jerry Tavigi thought about donating the land to a community park, but was concerned about vandals destroying the place. He also checked with the Nature Conservancy, a national ecological land trust, but it was not interested in such a small parcel.
So when I really thought it through, my very best option to keep it in a natural state as a memorial to my mother was to go with a conservation easement where it was banned, where any development or construction was strictly forbidden. So it would stay in a natural state with the existing buildings. And I created it so that a small portion encompassing all the buildings in the spring are excluded from the easement, so if I want to fix them up, there won't be any red tape to go through. And it did just exactly what we wanted it to do. It protected the property perpetually.
Northwest Arkansas Regional Land Trust is also in charge of the Wilson Spring Conservation Area west of Fayetteville's Shopping Mall District, among the last remaining tall grass prairies and perennial wetlands in the region. And another 570-acre parcel called Whooping Hollow Woods is the most recent trust acquisition owned by the Girardi family. Northwest Arkansas Regional Land Trust spokesperson Nicole Hardiman.
Which is just south of Alpena in Carroll County. They're in the Long Creek subwatershed of Table Rock Lake. And they approached us. He had had a over 30-year career in the National Park Service. Their sons had grown up in national parks all over the United States, so they're a really fun family to deal with. And they wanted to see this property that was homesteaded by Diana's grandfather preserved, and they wanted to see it stay the way it was.
And now the Girardi family can rest easy, knowing their legacy will perpetually remain intact. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.